USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Idalia is now a post-tropical cyclone. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is currently moving toward the east-southeast over the western Atlantic Ocean. President Biden is scheduled to visit Florida tomorrow to survey damage caused by the storm, which hit the state as a Category 3 hurricane. The number of missing people in the deadly Maui wildfires is expected to drop into the double digits. Last week's unaccounted-for list released by the FBI included the names of nearly 400 people, but many have reunited with their loved ones since then. In a social media video yesterday, Hawaii Governor Josh Green said a big update is coming later today. Millions of people will be traveling this holiday weekend. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says in-flight those who do anything to jeopardize the safety of the crew or passengers will be prosecuted.
No one should do anything that endangers the flight crew or fellow passengers on the plane. And doing so could lead to you being referred for criminal prosecution and facing tens of thousands of dollars in fines.
Home properties are staying on the market longer than sellers would hope for in some states, with the Northeast struggling the most. Aaron Rial has more.
Home sales over the past year took the longest in New York, averaging about 60 days, according to new analysis by Ruby Home using Zillow data. The national average to close on a home is 33 days. New Jersey follows New York with an average of around 48 days until close. Maryland, Connecticut, and Massachusetts are the next slowest, averaging all in the mid-40s. The length of time to sell could also indicate a tighter market in those northeastern states where competition for properties is fierce and supply may be lower.
That's Aaron Rial reporting this afternoon. I'm Dave Collins. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain is not optimistic about the contract talks with the Detroit automakers. Fain said Thursday that the union's goal is not to strike but to bargain a fair contract, but that they are ready to strike to win economic and social justice. The union says the contract expiration date of September 14th is a hard deadline for a strike. The author of a children's book who is accused of poisoning her husband is due in court today. Utah writer Corey Richens is facing a first-degree charge of aggravated murder for allegedly killing her husband by serving him a cocktail laced with fentanyl. Richens is facing 25 years to life in prison if found guilty. California Governor Gavin Newsom wants to transform San Quentin State Prison into a rehabilitation facility. Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg is the lead advisor on the project and says the prison is the right place to take on this bold vision.
Now we have an opportunity to create the California model by building on what is already happening in such a positive way here. But you also see the constraints. The biggest constraint is space.
Nearly $380 million, mostly bond money from the state, will be used to transform the prison with the largest death row in the country into a facility focused solely on rehabilitating prisoners. A new biography from Elon Musk claims the billionaire thinks his transgender daughter is a communist. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.